With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This QB player props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at underdogfantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Hi, this is Merrill Hodge, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer dog?
We're back to being live.
We're back, and you
snuck in your NFL hype.
Yes,
you were doing a check, little pulling back the curtain. Sean was not overly hyped, and then happens?
Come on, Ryan, when the lights go on.
My bad. I apologize. Thought I was getting soccer, Sean, maybe NBA as the league turned, Sean.
Nope. Straight NFL, the National Football Organization, AKA the National
Shots
Football
fired.
League.
All right.
We got it going. We're talking,
I'm a little loud too. Sorry.
We're going to be breaking up by position group. We got quarterback player props, receiver and tight end player props, running back player props. We got it all. And yeah, man, it's time. The training camp right around the corner. Are you kidding me? Oh, you want to get down some player props? Why don't you head over to winbet.com, WYNNBET.com. Head over there, and again, they got a sweet $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500 risk-free. Terms and conditions apply. Again, get the details at wynnbet.com. They got it all over there. You want to get involved in some win totals, player props, MVP, so much NFL action going on. Of course, golf, MLB, a little bit of everything over at WynnBet. And the best part about the Win Betting app, it brings you the excitement of real sports betting. It's like you're hanging out in the Win Sportsbook, but instead, it's the Win Bet app hanging out in the palm of your hands. Let's fucking go. Win big with Win Bet.
What's up, man? Are you ready for this? I feel like this is we've been stretching our legs for a while, and for some reason, here on July 22nd, 2021.
We're here.
We're on the dawn, and it feels like this is the first time it's real money. I know I drafted for 24 straight hours. I know I've done a lot of things this off. We've put down some draft props. We put down some futures already, some coach of the year. But this feels, as I was doing the prep and getting down on some of these, it felt real for the first time, Sean.
It's still real to me. Well, speaking of real, this week's edition, Real Men of D-Gens, of course, presented by
presents Real Men of D-Gens,
presented by PropSwap.com, promo code SGP.
We salute you,
Clarence Gary Austin. You might know him as the former husband of Costa Rican supermodel Linda Diaz. That's how you know the woman you're married to is pretty hot when you're known as the former husband. Federal agents raided the home.
Oh, no.
He was an international sports gambler in Plantation, Florida, seizing almost $4.3 million in cash, 61 gold bars, 5 luxury cars, and the cherry on the sundae, a Miami Heat championship ring.
Oh no. Whose was that?
The quoted document also claims Austin has no legitimate income except a monthly social security check. So we salute you, Gary Austin, truly a real man of degens. You don't need to be running some crazy offshore book or doing anything like that. All you need to do is go over to propswap.com, use a promo code SGP where you can buy and sell legitimate sports tickets. It's just that easy, Ryan. I know I'm waiting till my Nick Sirianni coach of the year bet skyrockets in value.
In fairness, I do think it's a great purchase if you intend to sell it before the end.
No, I'm going to ride this thing all the way to the coach of the year Sean, honor.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. And for these player props, of course, we assign a dollar amount, giving ourselves a million fake dollars to break up between these player props. Kramer, I'll let you get things going. What do you got here?
You didn't bet $1 million.
No,
you left me out there on the. All right, so prop number one. Let's get right into it because when I saw this one, I got very tickled. And I want to bring up the schedule.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
So we can talk about it because the prop is essentially, will Tom Brady break the all time passing yard record against the New England Patriots? All right. He's roughly 1100 and change behind. So let's just say he has to get to 1200.
Okay.
So he has four games, Cowboys, Falcons, at Rams, and then at Patriots. He has to average roughly, you know, let's call it 275 a game. I see the Cowboys week one, Kutching lock for 300 yards. I see the Falcons week two, Kutching lock for 300 yards. Rams might be a tougher defense, but we can expect a bit of a shootout, I think, with these Rams teams. And I think that passing offense is going to be tough to stop. So I think he's going to be coming into this Patriots game, sitting on maybe around 200 yards to do this. And come on, this is Tom Brady. He holds a grudge. His dick is bigger than yours. And I'm getting plus 150 on the yes. Give me the yes. 150K, my biggest bet on the board.
Wow.
To win 225K. We know Tom Brady.
Yeah,
you don't think he wants to break this record in New England? I mean, what better way to say thanks, I'll do this somewhere else, than break the all-time record at the home he built or he played in for a while?
It's a primetime game. Tickets are insanely expensive. It does, you know, the NFL, Tom Brady, they do seem to have a little sense for the dramatic. So I could see,
pulling
this off. Well, and it will be weird if they're trying to clearly manipulate it as they go into this game with the passing yards. And Bruce Arians seems like the ultimate player coach. I think he could be kind of in on making this happen. Ryan, for my first player props, man, I've been fading all offseason, all last year. Give me under 4,000 passing yards. Lock that up. I mean, we're talking about a guy who averaged 181 yards per game last year. Yeah. He needs to get that all the way up to 235 per game and play all 17 games. I mean, I don't see them having this kind of crazy high powered passing offense. There's a lot of mouths to feed too. I think that's going to cause some issues for him. Their big offseason thing of like why you should be on Tua was he didn't know the playbook last year. Well, that's not good. That not knowing the playbook is horrible as a quarterback. And the other thing is his hip issue. So whatever is going on with his hip, I'm not on board with. And you know, Jaylen Waddle already coming in, still not 100% from that ankle surgery. There's reports that he might be having a limp in the OTA. So. For Tua, 4,000 passing yards. That to me is just lock it up, baby. Let's just go $200,000.
And one of the things I did is I fired up last year's numbers just to kind of give myself a sense of what kind of season the player would need to have.
Yeah.
And while I've given you the case against Tua plenty of times, at least the reason maybe why he could take a step forward.
Well, the case against
more vertical threats. Yeah. All of that good stuff. Now, that doesn't mean I'm willing to stand and take the other side of this one. Kyler Murray, 39-71 last year. Matt Stafford, 4,084. So Derek Carr,
and Matt Stafford's a future Hall of Famer, right?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't
if you're reading the accounts of LA, you know, he's going to move to LA and they're going to be this dominant team.
I don't know if I would go that far, Sean, but just putting,
Stafford hype is slowly creeping up my fade chart as we go into the NFL season.
Maybe it's because he looks like Sam Bradford in that Rams uni. All right, Sean, my next one. I went in order. I don't know if you're going to go in order like a savage that you are. Give me Josh Allen under 8 rushing touchdowns. Simply put, I wanted to go against one of the rushing threats because we just saw, we see now with these guys so many touchdowns, but I went back and looked, Sean, and Josh Allen's only gone over this number once. Felt like he had a pretty good rushing touchdown year. We talk a lot about how we like Zach Moss to take a step forward. And if the team likes him to take a step forward, I think that means a couple of those goal line looks away from Josh Allen. So purely just from, I think he'll regress a little bit, had a very good touchdown percentage number last year with the carries, a little bit of regression with the fact that 8 is a big, big number. And I think we go under here 120,000 minus 120 to win 100,000. I was dabbling between Kyler, but when I just looked at what Kyler did last year and he was hurt for some of that year, hard to want to go under with that guy. So I picked Allen because the other thing is he was the only guy sitting on 8. All the other guys in that tier 7.5. So
yeah, and he's had what 8, 9, and 8 through his career.
Only got over one. I've only lost one of those. You know.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to look at it. Obviously, you get the 17th game. I still think he gets a lot of the goal line looks. I'm high on Josh Allen, but again, the number is high, so I see the angle in the under. I probably would stay away from it personally because I'm still high on Josh Allen as a fantasy guy.
I think he can still have a great fantasy year. I would go also.
8's high.
We are entering the realm of they've had a full off season to watch the way he played and refine him further. And I think some of that is they're going to take more of the running. I still think they're going to he's going to slowly step back because he's a franchise QB. He doesn't have to do all the running. And I think that's where we're going to see Zach Moss come in. So
Derek Carr, who I'm slightly warming up to in a fantasy sense only. Derek Carr over 4,050.5 passing yards. It's -115. I'm throwing 100K on it to win about 87. Last three seasons, he's had 49 and over. And so this, even when they were 4-12 that one season a couple of years ago, he still hit 40 and 49 passing yards. And again, they play in a dome. They have 17 games. They're going to be throwing a decent amount. I still think there's tremendous questions on the defensive side of the ball for the Raiders. Gruden still likes to throw it. I mean, yeah, they brought in Kenyon Drake, but I think that's more an impact on Josh Jacobs. He obviously has a great connection with Darren Waller. I mean, you lost Nelson Aguilar, but you bring in John Brown. That feels like a lateral move. I think you can be low on the Raiders as a team and still like Derek Carr over 4,050.5 passing yards.
Tried my best to take mostly unders just on the principle.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you should, if you have a book, just like load up all. I mean, if you're really looking to play this like a hedge fund, just bet every single quarterback under because. Hey, let's say you get down on all 32 starting quarterback unders, which would be tough to do because they don't list them all the time. I mean, you figure at least 4 to 5 are going to be injured, maybe 2 or 3 out, replaced by the backup. So you're going to get 6 or 7 quarterbacks that don't play that many games, and a lot of these numbers are priced as if they hit 17 games.
I have
a lot of unders here, but I pulled out a couple overs just because it's just because it's fun to throw out some overs.
Yeah, I just think.
If you're going strategy, you could do worse than just betting every single under player prop.
Well, you play that game where it's like, all right, so the juice is the same on both sides, but under, if he gets hurt any time after the season starts, because generally they do have to play a snap or maybe even game one, you might have some of these you should look into.
Yeah.
But the chance of injury automatically goes on your side when you take the under. As I say all of that, Sean, my next player, or well, by the way, Derek Carr, I don't mind the angle because their defense is going to be shit as well.
Yeah, and they play in a dome. I mean, I just don't, you know, the Chiefs defense isn't amazing. They play them twice a year.
No, I mean, it makes sense. And then Kenyon, I mean, they're going to be check down Charlie. So they,
well,
they,
yeah. And to the point too, of like Kenyon Drake being involved in the passing game, it does seem like they brought him in for that third down pass catching role. I think he could get some nice yards out for the catch to help kind of pad Derek Carr's stats. Moonoff, Manji in the chat throwing out Josh Allen 11-1 to win MVP.
I don't mind that.
That feels pretty tasty.
Yeah, would like to know what the Aaron Rodgers price is right now, but that's not bad. All right, my third one. As I said, all that under Jazz. Give me Trevor Lawrence over 3.5 rushing touchdowns. You look at it. What happens when these kids come into the league? And they know how to run. And Trevor Lawrence isn't getting the rushing quarterback bump that he should. 17 touchdowns in his last 2 years at Clemson, Sean. 17 rushing touchdowns. That's 17 crazy. Rushing yeah,
I,
touchdowns.
I just in my
Urban
head,
Myers, his coach. It's only 3.5.
It seems like they don't know. And I
look at Daniel Jones, his rookie year, he had a game with 2 touchdowns early on against that Bucs team. I just think. You want to talk about, you know, things break down. I think around the goal line, you're going to see Urban Meyer do Urban Meyer things. And that includes, hey, they're not going to be looking at you, Trevor. Like you're not coming in here with the same kind of buzz as a guy like Josh Allen who could run the ball. I don't think Josh Allen had 17 touchdowns his last 2 years at Wyoming. So I think this is a no brainer to me. Trevor Lawrence finds the end zone.
Well, and this probably helps you, Ryan, but comparable Joe Burrow last year in 10 games, 3 rushing touchdowns. And probably you can make a case. Trevor Lawrence known as a much better scrambler. You get the QB sneaks in there.
Joe Burrow was not like the number one guy since he was in 10th grade, you know, like this guy. And somehow he's still going under the radar with the rushing. I mean, again, I don't love taking the overs, but this one feels like one we could lock up. Like he might not play all 17 games.
I looked at that and I didn't have a initial thought on it, but that actually does look pretty tasty. Yeah. And the AFC South defenses. I mean, there are some defenses that have some
QB
holes there.
Sneaks. I mean,
all right, Ryan, this one for me, it's easy. It's also personal. Carson Wentz under 38.5 passing yards, putting a whopping $150,000 on it, knocking it to win around 130K. Wentz is 1-4 against this number in his career. Are you kidding me? And if you average all 5 seasons, he's coming in at like 33.62.
Was Reich the coordinator the year that he?
No, and that's the other thing. The year he went over passing yards was 2019 when he played all 16 games. It was kind of an ugly 4,000, but he barely got over. He's been under this number by a decent amount, and I would say even when he was playing his best football in the NFL, his 2017 run, he was never a huge yards guy. Like even in that MVP season or near MVP season, he wasn't like an awesome fantasy guy. I mean, he did pretty well touchdown to interception ratio, but passing yards have never been a huge part of his game overall. Just like he's not an accumulator.
Well, he turned out to not be a super accurate quarterback. And well, generally that's the thing that super inaccurate quarterbacks will have variance and struggle with.
Well,
that.
And also it's easy. I don't see the Colts defense should be solid enough. They should be in these games. I don't see him, you know, having a lot of garbage time drives to pad his numbers.
227 yards a game. That's what he
and that's all 17 games. Again, he's only, you know, very injury prone,
hyper fragile.
He is hyper fragile. So Wentz under passing yards. I mean, come on.
And honestly,
I can't believe they're even giving a number out. Are you kidding me?
The biggest case. This was on my list, but I took it off because it would have felt weird to be on the same side of Carson Wentz's weird love spite. But 38.50 is an interesting just from the game flow. Like they're going to be a slow team. They're not going to. They're going to be in the bottom.
Him a ton of looks.
Bottom half of teams in plays per game. They're going to be in the bottom half of pass attempts for sure. Yeah, I like the angle. All right, now I'm getting into the core of my what you really should do. Unders, baby. Give me Big Ben under 3,900 and a half yards.
He was looking pretty good in that training camp photo. Right?
Who are we kidding? Sean.
Yes.
Is Big Ben playing seven? How many over under games he plays?
Oh, I mean, I would put it at like 12 and a half.
12 and a half.
Yeah. I mean, I saw I was listening to a show and
he has to average 312 yards a game.
Their theory about like maybe why you're high on Ben is that he was recovering from arm surgery and threw a ton in the off season. That's why his arm kind of gave out towards the end. The new model for quarterbacks in the off season is as a veteran quarterback, you don't throw a ton, kind of like a pitcher where you blow your arm out. And that's why he kind of hit the wall there at the end of the season. You look at 2020, and that was like, to me, that's Big Ben's like highest ceiling right now. And he only got what, 3803 passing yards. I don't see him having a better year passing yards wise. I think teams are a little on to how to play them.
He had 3,815 games last year. And yeah. Do you think he's going to get his arm's going to get like your angle is his arm is going to get better. And I like,
I'm saying on the over, I guess you would worry about maybe some of these dynamic guys getting it yards after catch, but
I
think they brought in Najee Harris for a reason. I still think
what kind of savage bets the over on a Big Ben season prop.
I think the Steelers receivers are viable because of the PPR thing. But passing yards wise,
-115.
I don't know how you make a case for the over
115,000 to win a 100,000. I'm really just betting on some guys who I think might not be, you know, almost certainly aren't playing all the games. So I'm able, like I said, we found he's got to average about 300 a game, which don't believe he will.
Yeah,
Sean,
give me a Tom Brady under 9.5 interceptions for $75,000. It's +100. I think there's even some hires like 10 and a halves there. Basically when quarterbacks, the first season in the Bruce Arians system, they often have career highs in interceptions, AKA Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston. I think you may even be able to throw Carson Palmer in there. Just because it's a very aggressive system, you got to push the ball downfield. He had 12 last year. But then you look at like the last 9 years, 6-3 against that number of 9.5, which to me is, I think it's like, it's good value. There was clearly, I mean, we remember him putting up the four figure and like being out of sorts early on in that system. And I think now he knows the Arian system. He has chemistry with the receivers. I love the fact that the
whole team is returning. You know?
Yeah. He might have a bad year or not as good a year, but I don't think he's going to throw a bunch of picks. Like I could see him being even more conservative than last year. Cause they, you know, they could be playing with the lead and all that kind of stuff. So under 9.5 feels really good. And I swear I saw a number even a little higher, a couple other places. So shop around on that one. Cause it's under 9.5 +100. I think you can probably find like a -110 at 10 as well. So love the under on interceptions for Brady.
I mean, I guess the case against is they're going to throw the ball a lot. Like the running game is non-existent, but it's hard to argue against that.
I mean, you know, he's fucking Tom Brady
and old guy. He could maybe just get, you know, four games in, boom, out for the season. That's why you bet the unders, baby. No,
I mean, that's a great thing. Like when in doubt, I'm throwing in on the under guys, I'm throwing in guys who have an injury history, might not be the starter for the entire season.
Again, you know, this is the hedge fund portion of the show. Just wait. I'm getting crazy later on, but let me get into the team Ryan bashing. It's going to be tough the next couple picks because first one up, Ryan Fitzmagic under 3,900.5 yards, -115 again, 115,000 to win 100,000, Sean. Again, everyone seems to be like, oh man, this football team, this Redskins team, they're going to be great with Ryan Fitzmagic. He's coming in. First of all, we love Ryan Fitzmagic. We are lovers of team Ryan. At least I am. But this dude has been a journeyman. He's almost certainly not going to play near 17 games. And if they do, and the best version of this team, so many versions of this team have the defense being good and the offense running the ball and making sure they don't fuck it up. I get it. They're going to be more vertical. I don't know if he plays 13, 14 games, which I think is pretty healthy. There's still a chance we could be talking about who's the backup. What's his name? Heinicke. We could be talking about some Heinicke games. I just think it's crazy. I think again, can he average, you know, 280 after he misses his three games? I don't think so. I think this is easy money. Old guy unders.
Lock him up.
And again, he's
been in the league for like 16 years. He's finished. He's had one season where he played 16 games and had a winning record. So come on. I mean, and he's fun to watch.
You wanna crown
him? He's a fun guy to come off the bench. But he's also Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Ryan, my next prop is also Ryan Fitzpatrick based. I'm throwing 75,000 at -110 on over 14 and a half interceptions. Now, you made a good case about maybe we see some Heinicke because of injury or of poor play. So that's one thing.
What would you set the number
on? What starts?
Yeah. 13 and a half.
I'll say 14 and a half. Ooh. I think they're kind of in on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Usually
he takes hits, man. He runs.
That's true. But usually it seems less injury, but that they're always teams are always trying to get a quarterback better than Ryan Fitzpatrick, or like there's always someone sexier than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
This is true,
which is ironic because you see him with that beard and that gold chain. But the case for the interceptions in the last 57 games, he's thrown 68 interceptions. The guy is like averaging more than one per game. And I think, I don't know, man. I could see him, and we see this all the time. New team, new scheme, has no chemistry with these receivers.
Yeah.
In the same way that Brady threw 12, which is very high by Brady's standards, you know, getting to 15 with Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't think that's going to take a lot. So yeah, I like the over 14 and a half.
And I was randomly looking at passing. I mean, stats.
Last year with the Dolphins, he looked really good
at times.
Yeah.
Eight
interceptions in seven games.
Well, Sean, why does that hot chick bring the chubby chicks around in Vegas?
Yeah, you look better.
So she can look better. 2012, Ryan Fitzpatrick played all 16 games for the Buffalo Bills, through 16 interceptions. So there you go.
Yeah.
Good case study in what could happen. I mean, bottom line, the last thing I'll say about the Fitzmagic experience, go back and look at Ron Rivera led teams. They're not throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah. And maybe that probably helps you on the under.
Well, what scares me about what scared me off the interception thing is when I was looking at when I was doing my interception prop work, I was trying to find guys that had a pretty stable position, because what worries me is if you throw too many picks, you lose your job. So it's a delicate balance. Yeah. And I don't know if Fitzmagic has enough clout with this team. Like, we That's love true. Him maybe just as much as Ron Rivera. So how quickly will he sour?
Ryan, before we get to the second half of your player props, of course, check out underdogfantasy.com. Use that promo code SGPN. It is the best ball drafting platform. And use that promo code again. Use that promo code SGPN. Get a free $25 entry in the Best Ball Mania 2 contest. Kramer has near hundreds of entries. Fortunately, a couple with some Cam Akers, Ryan, RIP. But again, that's why it's so fun to keep cranking out these best ball drafts. And it's $25 a ticket for a chance to win $1 million. Can't beat it. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
And shout out to the good people at Underdog for supporting drafts all night long.
Yes.
And shout out to me, you know. And if you don't want to do the 25, Sean, they do have the puppy.
They do bowl. For softies.
Yeah, for puppies.
I don't. Yeah.
Are you a puppy? Are you a fucking grown ass DMX?
DMX would not enter the puppy contest on Underdog Fantasy. Just saying that.
Yeah. All right. Next up, let's go back to bashing Team Ryan. Well, I mean, what do you think? What do you think Tannehill threw for last year? If you had to guess,
off the top of my head, I would just say 4,100. But I
had a good year. Like I have memories of him throwing a lot, like comebacks, like big number games. 3,800 yards and 19.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of high on him on fantasy. But some of that is like his sneaky rush upside.
We know the narrative. Lots of people talking about the hyper efficient Arthur Smith and what he brought to that offense. He left So if now he's becoming less efficient and okay, maybe they become a worse team and they're just throwing more, but they still have Derrick Henry. And I think a team that gets less efficient, maybe less smart about their offense, Vrabel goes back to running the ball with his big dick.
Yep.
And I don't see long any, I don't gosh see many versions of the season where Tannehill gets past 4,200 yards.
4,200 feels like a jump. I think what they're probably doing is, oh wow, Julio's there, let's take the over. And they're probably factoring in too much yards gained from there.
I mean,
you lost Jonu Smith, who probably balances out the Julio as far as passing.
Plays all 17 games. He's got to average 248. So this is a team with Derrick Henry. If they're winning games, it's going to be Derrick Henry.
How is Tua and Ryan Tannehill's passing yards total this close? They're in a really good offense. He's taken them far in the playoffs. He's shown the ability to do it.
Bringing it back to Tua.
I don't know why.
-115, 115,000 to win 100,000.
Okay, my next one here, Sam Darnold under 14 and a half interceptions. Again, 14 and a half is kind of the high side of these totals. 50,000 to win 38. I think the Joe Brady system fairly clean. Teddy Bridgewater only threw 11 picks in, and obviously Teddy Bridgewater a little bit different quarterback than Darnold, but Darnold hasn't thrown. I mean, he threw 15 his rookie year, 13, 11. Some of that
has a little like Brett Favre, a young Brett Favre gunslinger in him.
Yeah, a little, but also like only 11 last year. He's also, I feel like he's good to miss a couple games, either mono. He had that, mono. Maybe that flares up.
I'm just thinking of it. People who are pissed off. I just compared Sam Darnold to, I'm pretty high Favre on Sam Darnold. Yeah, Brett Favre. They both have definitely shown their dick to someone. That's for sure.
Yeah, I would not doubt that. Robbie, like, I feel like it's going to be a lot of like easy stuff for Darnold. The Brady system, he's going to probably be, you know, throwing a bunch to Christian McCaffrey before he gets injured, unfortunately.
Well, and the leash, like, what's the leash with Darnold?
Well, and that's the same thing. I feel like it's fairly long, but not unlimited. I think there's a world.
Definitely not unlimited.
No, I mean, if they're,
can
if,
I tell you something?
If they're
that surprised
four
me
and eight, you know, they may make a change here. PJ Walker.
Can I tell you a shocking development to me? You know, I'm going to give you the three leaders.
I mean, also I think Carolina, quick sidebar, is still in the mix for Deshaun Watson. I think that is a deal that we're not talking about.
Listen
enough
to this. Most interceptions thrown 2021 season plus 750, two leaders, Fitzmagic and Darnold, two guys who I think won't have the longest leash. That was surprising to me. Next up, Jared Goff, a guy who I don't think is going to throw a ton.
You can't let Jared Goff throw the ball.
So I just wanted to bring that up because in talking about and looking at the interception over unders and then looking at
I see overall, you have a most interceptions player.
And I'll save it for a little bit later. But like just looking at the market between where his number is, Sam Darnold, and where he sits in it, like it seems like. You could find, if there's some guys you like, you can find some decent value in the interception prop market. And I think, you know, you're going to get to him in a second. We'll talk about it when you do, but I think there's a guy who makes a lot of sense because the leash is very long.
I'll get to it now. Zach Wilson over 13 and a half interceptions, unlimited leash, rookie quarterback. He didn't throw a ton in college, but again, I could see Zach Wilson being a little in over his head. I mean, the off
taking some shots.
How would you describe? How would you describe the Jets' offensive scheme? I don't know. I think these receivers, maybe, you know, they brought in Corey Davis. That's not a nice move, but I think they're going to let him throw a lot because they want to see what they have in him, and he is in no risk of getting benched. He plays the entire season, so over 13 and a half.
And honestly, like if you're looking overall at the most interceptions thrown market, you do look at Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence and see two guys who are probably going to throw the ball a lot and probably not going to get benched.
Well, Ryan, and the chat brings up a great point. He does have an incredibly hot mom. Could that create some distractions? Maybe
absolutely.
Do you saw
what happened with LeBron and Delonte West?
Maybe there's a Delonte West type character in the Jets receiving room that causes some real issues for Zach Wilson. Again, I think Zach Wilson could be dealing with a slight culture shock going from the campus of BYU going to the Big Apple. Now, a guy like Jim McMahon, who, again, check out the Jim McMahon interview. Yes. We've had a bunch. Phil Steele, Leach. Mike Leach had a bunch of good interviews for our media week. Ryan.
It was good to see Leach, you know, give us the exclusive before the SEC media week.
Yes.
Ran back the material. That was pretty awesome.
So yeah, Zach Wilson over 13.5. And I don't know if you have the price for him for most interceptions.
9-1.
Okay. Yeah, that's certainly in the mix.
I certainly think if you like the over 13.5, you sprinkle, because yeah, in an average year, that's putting him in the contention. So, all right. And I'm getting to these now, these more future markets. Let's just start. I'll start with the interceptions one. I only put 50K on it. Most interceptions, again, I was looking through this list. I wanted to find someone a little bit longer shot, someone who's going to have a long leash, someone who is going to be throwing the ball a lot, someone with a defense that could support having to throw a lot. And I saw Joe Burrow at 28-1, and I just couldn't help. Wow. I could not help myself. 28-1, 50,000 to win $1.4 million. Oh my God. For Joe Burrow to have the most interceptions. I mean, he's definitely not getting benched.
These are also fun things to root for, especially if you have a red zone TV up. Cause anytime, I mean, yeah. I who knows, maybe we will end up watching a bunch of Bengals games in the primary TVs, but I could see most of my Bengal watching happening via red zone. It's like, and in Cincinnati, there's an interception, Joe Burrow, and coming off an ACL injury.
Sean, we do have a lot of Colts TV time to replace, since we're not going to be going to them on the regular, because Philip Rivers is gone. So I think maybe we can find a way. I think the Bengals are going to be a fun team to watch and bet on.
For me, next one up, easy money. Jalen Hurts over 7.5 rushing touchdowns.
I looked at that, but I figured you were going to take it.
I mean, I think he's just going to be running the ball a ton. And in the same way that Josh Allen and the Bills, they don't have a goal line. You know, they don't have a goal line running back. The Eagles, like, they don't have a goal line running back.
We're worried about Miles Sanders, not the goal line back.
No, I mean, yeah, they may use Miles Sanders, but it's not like they have some big body guy that they're going to hand it off to. And, you know, he's going to get in there. So I really see him getting involved in the rushing game and having a big, even in limited time last year, he had 3 touchdowns.
How many rushing attempts did he have last year? Do you have that on top of your head?
63 rushing attempts. Again, he was.
And how many touchdowns did he score?
3.
Okay.
In the time he was in there, if you would have put it through a whole NFL season, he would be on pace to, set the record for most rush attempts for a quarterback. And I don't see, I know maybe they'll want to coach him up and run a little less, but in the same way, you remember that first season, Michael Vick came out of when Kevin Cobb got knocked out of the game, and Michael Vick was just playing with reckless abandon because he needed it for his job.
First downs, baby.
I think Jalen Hurts is going to be doing that same thing because he's literally playing for his job. He knows that the Eagles aren't super committed to him. Yeah, they keep floating out that they might be interested in Deshaun Watson. They drafted him to be a backup. They're not all in. They have all this draft capital and cap space coming up next year. Jalen Hurts needs to play well to secure his job, and he's a hungry guy, and he's going to eat. Let's go. Over 7.5 rushing touchdowns.
If they win games, like, he can keep his job. That's really the only thing.
And that's why I think
Kyler Murray, 11 touchdowns.
We see quarterbacks that run a bunch when they're kind of desperate, when they're playing from behind or playing for their job. And I think Hurts is going to be in that. And also, like, maybe their defense isn't that good. And again, he's facing a lot of like soft coverage. I guess some of this would be closer to the goal line, but still, like, I think the opportunities are going to be there.
If what is true about what little I've followed about Sirianni this offseason is true about his want to be multiple in the running back room, in the running back situation.
Yeah.
Why would you not use this potentially ephemeral asset at your quarterback position to do that?
Ephemeral
there
asset.
You go. Go Let's look go. It up. Go look it up. D-gens.
Now we're talking football.
All right. You know what? I think I need to catch up, Sean. You went too. So I'm going to, so I should have done it together, but I did this funny mainly because there's a little bit of a comical element to the fact that Joe Burrow has the exact same price to lead the league in passing yards as he does his interceptions. I also took it at 28-1, 50,000 to win 1.4 million. Again, how many guys do you think could take that leap forward to average enough yards to have enough attempts to get to a place. Now, granted, Cincinnati, there are probably going to be some bad weather games that could be tough, but the defense is going to be bad. I think they're going to so heavily rely on this passing game. And we saw it last year. I mean, Joe Burrow was having the kind of season where people were like, oh, this kid's fun. Right, he's funny. He averaged almost 270 yards a game last year.
Well, in passing yards too,
he added Jamar Chase.
Yeah,
his college buddy. Like this offense,
and their offense too. Zach Taylor clearly, and you know, we saw the consequences of just running five wide and not giving, you know, not giving Joe Burrow enough protection. And you can be a bad team and still throw for a ton of yards. Deshaun Watson led the league last year with 48-23. So.
He's the exact case that I would point to in this situation where
I really like this.
Burrow has the, like, Burrow's going to be slinging. I do think at the end of the day, what made Joe Burrow in that first season is you could tell the kid wanted to win. And I think there's a couple versions of this season where he ends in the simulation that ends up with Joe Burrow leading the league in passing yards. So kind of an overplay here, but these are more fun futures. So, all right. So then my second one, before I give it back to you, I'll just finish because these two are together. Most passing touchdowns. I took two. I was looking through which guy did I think could step up to have one of those truly like kind of transcendent passing seasons and throw for 45, 50 touchdowns. And I gotta be honest, like to me, even with how well Joe Burrow played and how I think he could have the passing yards for Justin Herbert, and kind of diversify the conversation here, but Justin Herbert at 18-1, 70,000 to win 1.26 million. I absolutely see a lot of versions. They play against teams that can score points. They play in good weather. They have an extra home game this year. Justin Herbert looked like an absolute stud. He's got big Mike Williams, Parham, Cook, red zone targets all over the place. He's got a running back that's going to catch a lot of passes, could be close to 100, some touchdowns there. And then he's got the ever reliable Keenan Allen and some young kids.
We're team Herbert.
This team is set up 18-1, felt like a good future to grab. And then I went chalky because I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Aaron Rodgers still fucking good at football and he's 6-1. I put 100 grand, 6-1 that he leads the league in touchdowns. Why is that crazy? Who led the league in touchdowns last year? Aaron Rodgers by 8. He could have that touchdown regression, 20%. He still led the league in touchdowns.
You know, I did think it was always him
600,000 to win 600,000.
Him coming back to Green Bay, but then when they leaked him turning down the contract, it does. We are slowly inching closer to a Denver where he comes in. He talks to John Elway, says, John, I want to throw the rock. I want a bunch of passing touchdowns. All right, Aaron. And then, you know, John Elway has a sweet lipper in and really part of me wants him to go to Denver because I have in the underdog best ball mania 2 contest, I've been sneakily doing Rodgers in Denver super stacks, which again, no one's secretly drafting.
You holding the secret from?
No, but I mean, you know, it doesn't look like a stack, but it is a stack, Ryan. I think I have some lineups with like Devontae Adams, Rodgers, and then like Judy and you know, my boy.
I like that. Cortland Sutton,
Noah Font. KJ Hamler. All right, Brandon Nash checking in saying, he was the one who had the Zach Wilson hot mom comment.
She's hot and she knows she's hot. And it's almost like she grew up with the internet.
Yeah, very young. All right, Ryan, this one may hurt you personally, but Daniel Jones under 24 passing touchdowns coming off a year where he had 11 passing touchdowns.
Again, that's a lot of regression.
He could double his passing touchdowns, which would, by all accounts, would be a great season for most quarterbacks, and still miss this by 2 touchdowns. We've seen what this Jason Garrett offense looks like with Daniel Jones. They haven't done anything in my mind to really fix the offensive line, and you're bringing back Saquon Barkley, who might take away from some of those 11 passing touchdowns he had previously by running.
So the case for the over is just simply we're going to see a big step in year 2 of this offense, year 3 for Daniel Jones. And he's upgraded his red zone targets in Galladay and having Saquon back in the passing game.
Okay.
And Kyle Rudolph, because Kyle Rudolph immediately becomes what Evan Ingram has never figured out. And that's how to run like traditional tight end routes in the end zone. That's the case for it. I think the case why you'd want to take the, I think Daniel Jones can have a great season that sees him throw in the low 20s and touchdowns, because this defense is good and they're not a team that's running a ton of plays. This is a Joe Judge led team. I think if they see that they have an elite defense and they have Jason Garrett, they will have tendencies to play a little bit on the conservative side. So I don't think he's going to have as many opportunities to throw, especially in the red zone when you have Saquon fucking Barkley. Because if there's one thing I trust Jason Garrett not to fuck up, Sean, is to hand the ball to Saquon, unlike previous coaches, fucking turdbag Shermer. I just like sometimes just give it to the guy. So yeah, I'm like half agreeing with you.
And also,
I'm not running to the window to take that over.
Daniel Jones, aka Vanilla Vic, maybe put some in rushing wise. I think it's like 4.5 or 5.
I must have missed it.
So that's taking away from his passing touchdown.
Let me see if
maybe it wasn't on the board. Ryan, do you have any more left, or did you give all yours out?
That was it.
Okay,
Daniel Jones, I see 400.5 rushing yard. Wow. Let me see the rushing touchdowns.
And that was $75,000. Means I have $50,000 left. This is a rare quarterback receiving prop because he is now playing tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me Tim Tebow under 12.5 receiving yards. Lock it up. Of course, double check with your book on this prop. But from my understanding, if Tim Tebow is cut prior to the season starting, the book that is offering this prop bet will pay it out. So it's kind of a Tim Tebow will make the team, or I could see him making the team and being practice squad, because that kind of gets him to save face. It makes Urban Meyer not look like an asshole for signing him. You keep him in the locker room.
There's no way they're going
to still sell his jersey. I think practice squad could be where he ends up.
You think he clears waivers? Urban might want to guarantee that
a guy who hasn't played in the league in 8 years. Yeah, there's a chance he clears waivers.
I think the Lord will put a claim on him.
He's drafted by God. Tim Tebow. So 50,000 on that. Ryan, you really, I didn't do and I wish I would have had some more of these. You did a bunch of these like longer shot ones, which are pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean,
so
shout out to the calculator that auto calculates the return.
Your two win total is way up there. So if you hit one of these, you're going to be putting me in a locker.
I have a total risk of $1 million to win $5.385 million. So come at me, bro.
Come at me, now, bro.
Technically, I can't win both the Aaron Rodgers and the Justin Herbert.
That's
prop.
True. They so are- you're already guaranteed. I can win all these. And you, one final thing, and I probably will. You mentioned a good point. Like when looking at these over under player props, I don't think these are factored into the number that the AFC teams have 9 home games and the, compared to the NFC teams that have 8. So if you're close on the edge and you're still dying to get down, I would maybe lean over on the teams that have that extra home game, especially with passing yards. I think the per game split is decent enough that like one extra home game could make a difference.
Oh, that. And I think, you know, from a weather significance, right? Like the teams, especially the teams.
Well, and again, that's kind of coming back to my Derek Carr over. He's going to have 9 home games in that Vegas dome. One, of course, won't go very good for him because the Eagles play him. But other than that,
I do love that you brought Carr to the party.
I keep thinking about
never
him.
Never in a million years.
He's in that Kirk Cousins zone where he's just like a dork that you would never want to be your quarterback of your team, but that like kind of has okay numbers and is good enough to like stay in the league. And every year you could make a case for like, oh, you know, why he would be good. But passing yards, I think, is his wheelhouse. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just got to rack up some yards. And
but yeah, I would also just take a look at the schedules, because you know you need to be aware of which extra, because not all extra games are created equal.
That's also true.
Like going to Cleveland isn't the same as hosting a game in in Los Angeles. So I think again for the yardage props, especially like probably a little easier to project than touchdowns, maybe a little bit more random. But I'd also like one thing I thought about as we wrap up, if you, there are what, like 4 or 5 running quarterbacks with rushing totals around 7, 7.5, 8.
Yeah.
If you take all those under,
yeah,
you definitely can go 3-2, right?
Yeah. I mean, you'll Lamar, lose on the Hurts, but
Allen Hurts. I mean, maybe there's more. I wonder what the Fields and Lance stuff.
Well,
is.
Ryan, I will, and I was saving it for the NFL previews, which we're going to be starting division previews in August. Last year was the most rushing touchdowns for quarterbacks of all time. So again, I was catching some grief for leaning so hard into rushing quarterbacks.
Sean, I was treating our audience like a sophisticated bunch, and I was indirectly talking about the regression through that fade all the quarterbacks who have rushing touchdown totals.
Moonoff also throwing out Zach Wilson under passing yards plays. First 3 weeks he plays three top 10 projected passing defenses. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if it's tough to get that offense.
The trickiest thing about taking an under for to me on Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson is that, like, they're gonna play regardless.
Yeah.
And I think
barring an injury.
And I think, you know, why wouldn't you want to see what your quarterback can do trying to come back and, like,
well, yeah, taking and especially and, you know, the Jets may not be good and they're playing from behind, which that's always an easy way to rack up some cheap passing yards. All right, Ryan, thank you guys for tuning into the podcast every Monday, giving out free merch, AKA Merch Monday. Already announced last week's winner on Twitter at Gambling Podcast and in our Slack channel, which you should already be in. You should already be following. But again, leave a 5-star review or
please,
or whatever you think is a fair review, but it should be 5 stars. I mean, what the hell? It's free. We're all our sweet NFL contests will be happening via the app. You will need the app to get involved. And it's the podcast player, much better than shitty Apple podcast player. God bless you, Apple Podcast, for releasing a shitty podcast player app right when we're launching our own app. You got easy access to all the NBA, MLB, MMA. Of course, NBA just wrapped a great season for those guys, and all the awesome articles, all the contents, the picks, and most importantly, the contest. Let's get you paid. Oh, Ryan.
Yes.
And speaking of which, breaking news. Congratulations, Bo Steele, winner of the NBA Finals contest. He had Bucks in six. And how close was he on the points, the total points? He was very close.
Amazingly, three people who had Bucks in six were within 25 points. He was 23 points away. One guy was 24. One guy was 25. So got literally came down to the wire.
Some say we have the sharpest audience in the business. So Bo, reach out. We'll get you that $1,000 and you know, be like Bo, sign up, get involved, get in on the app.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
And Sean, cause you know, I have to one up you and give you one bonus prop. No way any player this year gets to this number, but taking under 21.5 interceptions for most interceptions thrown by any player.
Kramer, let it ride.